years.
And then the crash.
And then the crash, yeah. Just before the crash, I was contacted by an old buddy of mine in South Africa, Liam Ryan, who's originally from Tipperary. He stayed on in South Africa when I came home. But we used to shoot the breeze every now and again, you know, talking about the hurling and whatnot. So, and I'd see him occasionally when he came home on holidays. But he knew I had left the bank at that stage, and he sort of said, look, you know, you'll work for yourself. There's an idea that there's a board game here in South Africa called 30 Seconds. And he said, like, every second household has it. Like, he says, you know, they play it on radio, it's on media, everyone's talking about it. So he was sort of saying, would you be interested in maybe researching and having a look at the market and things like that, you know? Initially, I kind of just, Jesus, Liam, you know, board games, do people still play them? Because even though I had played them, you know, the usual likes of Trivial Pursuit and Pictionary and whatnot, and, you know, I hadn't played for quite some time, so, you know, I was unaware. So that was the seed of the idea, you know, so that's where it started. So it had a African connection.
Yeah, of course.
Going back.
Remarkable. You know? So when you came up with this idea, you said, nah, board games, A, there's no money in it. B, I don't have that background. And C, thanks for the suggestion, but I'll go. So, but obviously it got under your skin and you pursued it.
Yeah. That was the initial thing. And then what he did, Liam sent over a couple of copies, couriered them over. So I think I gave them a few people, and then they sent them. We sent them up the country to people I didn't know, you know what I mean? So people could get a bit of feed. No, that was a South African version, so they just had to skip all the stuff they didn't know on those. But you could still play it and get a feel that this could work, you know? And early on, it kind of struck a chord with me that, like, there was nothing really like it on the market. And this was the opportunity to put sort of popular Irish culture into a game, you know, because most of our games, well, 99% of them are UK or global or American, or what, you know, so.